Hello, I'm Brian Gorman. Welcome to this, my 10th and final of the 10 most important lessons that I have learned while engaging change over the last 50 years. Today's lesson, every change is different. All change is the same. Most people approach change like everyone is different. And there is some truth to that. But there's also truth to the fact that every change is the same. If you can bring both perspectives to the changes that you're facing, you have a much greater chance of moving through them successfully. It won't necessarily make the change easy, but it will definitely make it easier. So let's start by looking at how every change is different. There are two things that lead to every change being perceived as different. The first is the change itself. There are innumerable catalysts for change, some big, some small, some major disruptions in our lives, some so minor we almost don't notice them. But if the same disruption occurs over and over again, it becomes less and less of a disruption for us. It becomes a way of being for us, and it's no longer a change. However, if the same disruption now starts occurring for someone else, for them, it's a change. Because just like every change is different, each of us is different. We each have our own set of neural networks and muscle memory that we've developed through our upbringing and our lives, our experiences. We've been programmed, if you will, through our parents and teachers and friends and colleagues and supervisors and subordinates and society at large and the environment in which we live in. So each of us is different. With every change being different and each of us being different, clearly, change, each change is different. So then how is every change the same? Well, surprisingly, or not, it's the same two factors. It's people and it's change. Let's first look at the person, and neuroscience is the key here. As I mentioned just a second ago, we each have our unique pattern of neural networks. We each have our own muscle memory. And in common, these can be reprogrammed. We are all subject to reprogramming, if you will. So that's important to remember when you think about change. Likewise, our basic brain structure is the same. We have, and I've covered this in other lessons, we have trust residing in the prefrontal cortex. We have distrust residing in the amygdala and limbic areas. And when we trigger the amygdala and limbic areas, we're triggering our fight, flight, freeze, and appease. When we trigger the prefrontal cortex, we're triggering rational thinking, empathy, logic, creative problem solving, all those kinds of things. So we each have the very similar brain structures. Now, again, we may be programmed differently. So some people will begin, as an example, from a place of distrust. Others will begin from a place of trust. But that's reprogrammable. That's reprogrammable. So when we talk about change, it's important to remember that at the deepest level, we're all the same. Another way that we're all the same, and I've talked about this in another of my lessons, is we all have three brains, the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain. And the gut brain and the heart brain communicate up to the head more than the head communicates down to the head. So again, at our deepest level, we're all in very many ways the same. Now, let's look at how every change is the same. And here I turn to mythologist Joseph Campbell. If you don't know Campbell's work, he was very interested, among other things, in researching whether there are common patterns among different types of myths. So is there a pattern that can be found among creation myths across civilizations and across time? Is there a pattern that can be found in coming of age myths and going to war myths and end of life myths and so forth? And here's what Campbell found. He reported this in his famous book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. Looking back at what had promised to be our own unique, unpredictable, and dangerous adventure, all we find in the end is such a series of standard metamorphoses as men and women have undergone in every quarter of the world, in all recorded centuries, and under every odd disguise of civilization. In other words, what Campbell found is a common path through each of those major transitions in society and in culture and in life. Every change journey has common roots. It's expressed differently in myths. It's experienced differently in our lives because, again, we're different people, different cultures, different societies. But underneath that, the journey's the same. Over my 5 decades of engaging change, I've experienced this journey many times. And it's taken form for me in 5 different phases that are integrated, but also distinct. And I call it the universal change journey. And it is the framework that I bring when I am coaching any of my clients who are going through transformational change in their lives. I've seen a very similar journey work very successfully in global transformations of organizations and in transformations of small to middle-sized businesses and nonprofits. The universal change journey, and I'm just giving you a high-level overview here, begins with a story from the future. If you don't know your destination, how do you know where to go? How do you know what to do? But it's a story from the future, not about the future, because the story from the future involves head, heart, and gut. It engages the emotions. It familiarizes us with key elements of the journey and some of the obstacles we have overcome to achieve success. As we begin to embody it, we're actually reprogramming neural networks, muscle memory, even before we've started to actually get on the road to make the change. I then move into prepare, not plan, but prepare. And I move into prepare because we only plan for what we're thinking about, what's conscious to us. And there's a lot that's not conscious that we have to prepare for. So just 2 quick examples here. We all have anchors that hold us in place, those things that give stability to our lives. They might be family, they might be friends, they might be our home, they might be our job, our income. For some people, a vehicle is an anchor or a boat or a pet. We all have our anchors. And when you're making transformational change, you have to change some of the relationships to your anchors. Not all of them, but some of them you may have to get more tightly bound to. Some of them you might have to get more loosely connected to, and some of them you might have to let go of all completely. You also may need new anchors. So doing an anchors inventory helps get ready for the planning. One other quick example. We don't plan typically for what we don't want to happen. And then we get surprised when it does. So what are those things that you don't want to happen on this change journey of yours? And how do you prepare and plan so that you're much less likely to have them happen? When we move into planning and preparing are really sort of an integrated set of steps in the process. When we move into planning, first of all, this is not dot every I, cross every T. That never works. Big change encounters unforeseen obstacles, unexpected challenges along the way. And circumstances change, people change, environments change. So planning is not writing out this huge, huge plan. It's creating a roadmap for yourself. Where is the destination? How long is it going to take you to get there? What are some of the key markers, the key milestones along the way? And when we plan for the milestones, we're not just looking at what you need to put in place. We're not just looking at, well, I need to apply to graduate school. I need to get an MBA. I need to get a new job in a different field. Yes, we're looking at those kinds of things because they're important. But those are only part of a transformational change. The other part is the shifts that you need to make in how you think and how you act. And so what are the milestones for those things? And then typically with, again, my coaching clients, our plan is 4 to 6 weeks out, no longer. But on a rolling basis, we plan the 4 to 6 weeks and plan the 4 to 6 weeks. Now you're ready to take the change journey. Here, accountability is key. Your coach, your supervisor, your mentor, your therapist, your partner or spouse, all of these may serve as an accountability coach for you. But you need one. We all need one. You can't take this journey alone. It's too tough. Big change is tough. You also need to be very prepared to say no to a lot of things that are going to be appealing to you, those shiny objects as they're often referred to. But if you start chasing the shiny objects, they're going to take you way, way off the path to what you're really trying to achieve. So again, here, an accountability coach is important. And what so many people forget to do along the way is to celebrate. They think the celebration is the party when the destination is reached. And that certainly is a celebration. But celebrate small victories along the way. Celebrate your achievements. Celebrate reaching your milestones. Celebrate your mistakes. There's new lessons there for you that will help you now move forward more successfully. And finally, the fifth stage is reaching a successful conclusion to your change. And here's what T.S. Eliot said about this. The end of our explorations will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. You're different. Your destination may physically be the same space, but it's different because you're different now. So again, celebrate. Rest up. Know that you're going to have to make minor tweaks, or perhaps sooner than you expect, there's another big change awaiting you. Clearly, there's a whole lot more to the universal change journey. There are a whole lot more lessons that I have learned over the last 50 years, and I could certainly share in 10 or 50 or 100 lessons. But you can learn a little bit more. I have a short ebook that appears on my website, both with the recording of this lesson and in the resource section of the website. That goes into it in more detail, as does my blog. And I'm always available to talk to you about this lesson or any other change question that you might have. I hope you find this lesson helpful. And I hope you found the other lessons helpful as well. If you have, please share the link with others. My goal is to share with as many people as possible, as much as I can, about all that I have learned in these past 50 years. Because if I can do that, not only are you going to be more successful with your changes, but it opens up the opportunity for me to continue to learn and grow and share even more. I'd like to conclude this series by expressing my deep gratitude for all the teachers who have been with me along my 50-year journey. My family, my friends, my colleagues, my supervisors and employers, my clients, my customers, my mentors. Each of you in your own way has helped me learn and grow and has opened up the doors so that I can share that learning and growth with others. So with deep appreciation, I thank you, and I wish each of you well on every one of your change journeys.